come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And this week we're coming at you with, I guess, a listener request.
Yeah.
In a sense, a listener suggestion that you've kind of taken and picked for your movie for this month.
Yeah.
And that is Brawl in Cell Block 99 from 2017.
Yep.
This movie was recommended by our friend Ben from Extreme Horror Replay. Mm-hmm. And I think it was after we kind of shit on Red Dawn.
Yeah.
And he was like, do this one. And we're like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah.
And we'll find out as the episode goes on if we think it was a good recommendation.
Yeah.
Or a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had thought I watched this before.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of a different movie. So this is the first time I watched for both of us.
Shit. Okay. Nice.
Yeah. I don't know what the other one was that I was thinking. It was another prison movie, but I can't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as the movie kind of progressed, I was like, yeah, I've definitely never seen any of this. Because I would remember a lot of parts to it.
Definitely, yeah.
There's some memorable parts in this movie.
Yeah, you can say that, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, before we talk about this too much, we'll kick off our box office news and booze. They do sell booze at the box office now, but that's not what this is.
Yeah.
All right. What are you drinking tonight?
So Little Theo is battling the virus right now, and he's kind of passing on to me. So I'm just drinking a liquid IV.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like an actual liquid IV or just water? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, water with liquid IV, like powdered thing in it.
Yeah. Very nice. I'm not sick. Knock on wood, because most of our household is right now. So I'm drinking another Michelob.
Nice.
I swear to God, man, if I get sick this week, I'm going to be so pissed.
Yeah.
We're leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Vacation next week.
Bringing the kids?
No. No, it's just us.
Nice.
It's going to be glorious. 5 days. Anyways, what have you been watching since we last spoke?
Oh, nothing really, to be honest. Only that I watch is Grown Ups. You kind of
nice
got me in the mood, just browsing on, I don't know, Saturday or something, just threw it on. Read a bunch on the weekend. And then I've been kind of watching more TV shows lately. Been keeping up with Reacher, and wife and I watching White Lotus on Sunday nights. Watching The Pit on Thursdays.
Holy.
Yeah, got back into Invincible, so got that. Just getting back into TV shows, yeah. So I've been kind of bouncing around.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Plus, you guys watched Beast Games?
We did. We binged that. That was fun.
Yeah. A fucking wild ass show.
It is, yeah. But yeah, nothing really for me. What about you?
All right. Not a whole lot either. I read a lot this weekend as well, reading Words of Radiance, and it takes up a lot of time.
Yeah.
But did loved ones. Me and the boys watched Paddington.
Nice.
The other day. I love that movie so much.
Yeah, it's good.
And then you and I were talking. I can't remember what night it was. Was it last night? What was the 15th? 2 nights ago. Saturday night.
Saturday.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to throw on whatever movie just as background noise. Oh, Craven. And
Oh,
then
yeah.
As I was going through Crave, I saw The Purge, and it struck my fancy, I guess. And I was like, I haven't watched this in forever. And that was a bad movie to pick for background noise because I ended up just watching the whole movie. It's so good, man. I forgot how good that movie is.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I watched. I was telling you, I'm on a streak of like 4-star movies right now.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah. But yeah, also reading a lot. I didn't even turn my PlayStation on this weekend. It felt weird.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But other things out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, as for the box office, in fifth place, we have The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie.
Okay.
Yep, that brought in 3.1 million. In fourth place, we have Captain America, Brave New World, brought in 5.6. Mickey 17 in third place. I think my
Okay.
prediction is going to be right, that it's going to be a
Yeah.
flop of a movie,
Yeah.
which is unfortunate because I think it's going to be good, but I just think that, I don't know, not enough people are going to be interested in going to see it. But it brought 7.4 mil. So in 2 weeks, it's at 33.2. So not great.
Yeah.
In second place, in its opening weekend, we have Black Bag that brought in 7.6 million.
Nice. I'm going to watch that on Thursday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nice. Got a good cast on it.
Yeah.
And in first place, we have Novocaine
Sick.
in its
Nice.
opening weekend, brought in 8.8 million, which is that's a low number for first place in the box office.
It is, yeah.
But
Yeah.
it is what it is. I don't know, man. Jack Quaid, I think he's fucking awesome.
I
So
think so. And the way that they've marketed this movie has been like
yeah.
amazing.
It's like
Like
all over WWE and
yeah, and like he was at Jack Quaid was at he was at Front Row at a WWE or sorry, NBA game, and in the first quarter he had like his arm in a sling,
Yeah.
and then by like the fourth quarter he had like a neck brace on and all that.
That's
Yeah.
awesome.
And I didn't realize it, but your girl's in it from
Yeah.
Predator.
Oh, is she?
What's her name?
Yeah. Amber,
Yeah.
Mid-Thunder.
Yeah.
Cool. Huh. That makes me want to see it even more because I think she's fantastic. All right. I don't even really know what it's about.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't really. I've just kind of been avoiding it because I don't know.
Oh, okay. Basically, he can't feel any pain.
Huh. All right. I guess
Yeah.
that makes sense with the name of the
Yeah.
movie.
It kind of reminds me, the trailer reminds me of Nobody. A bit like
Okay.
kind of that vibe.
Huh. Yeah, I'll check it out. I don't go to the theaters anymore. When it comes out, I'll watch it at home.
Actually, I did see, speaking of Mickey 17, I saw that it is coming to VOD in 2 weeks. 3 weeks.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
It's only been in the fucking theaters for 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Think it'll be worth a $25 rental?
For me, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I might do it. All right, what do we have for 4Ks?
4Ks. All right, 4Ks, we got Baby Girl. Not sure what that is. We
Nicole
got
Kidman's.
Wolfman, which I'm excited to watch.
Yeah.
Moana 2. No interest in watching that really. Middle Earth, a six film collection
Oh, God
on the
damn
4K.
it. Oh.
The Last of Us, a complete first season. It's
Okay.
a sick ass steelbook. The General's Daughter, Thirst, Harlequin, Evil Dead again.
Again, another
Another
steelbook.
steelbook. That one's fucking sick. World War Z.
That's a cool one too.
It is, yeah. Forbidden World. Tommy. Deep Blue Sea. Godzilla versus Biollante. I don't know how. Criterion. And The Penguin, complete first season.
Okay.
Which I think I'm going to watch start that show once I knock off a couple of these
Yeah,
other shows, I think.
I've been wanting to rewatch The Batman before I watch Penguin, but
Yeah.
yeah, I do want to.
Especially since Batman 2 got delayed so long, and now I have feel have time to watch The Penguin.
Yeah. I keep meaning to look, but I keep forgetting. So with the new Daredevil show, is it a direct continuation of the old show?
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
okay.
believe so. Yeah, I mean, I assume so. It has all the same characters in it.
Yeah, I assumed that too.
I know Jon Bernthal's coming back as well as Punisher.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Fuck, it
that's
might
another one I
be.
want to watch too.
Yeah, it might be worth rewatching. What was it, 3 seasons or two? 2 seasons?
think three.
Three? Yeah.
Maybe two plus Punisher, maybe.
Yeah.
Something
Yeah.
like that. Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yep.
I have that TV Time app that you showed me, and it's just fucking full of TV shows that I need to watch. And I
Oh, I
just,
know. Yeah. I know.
there's such a commitment, but there's so many shows that I've obviously started and not finished, or shows that I want to watch and I just haven't.
I know.
But you know how it is. We'll watch a fucking 2-hour movie every single night, but to watch two
Yeah.
episodes of a show every night, it's something
Yeah.
different. Anyways, let's talk about this movie.
Do it.
All right, like we said in the intro, we are talking about Brawl in Cell Block 99 from the year 2017. Thank you again, Ben, for this recommendation. Starting off with a synopsis. A former boxer turned drug runner lands in a prison battleground after a deal gets deadly. Short and sweet. This
Even though
was.
he denies that he was a boxer.
Yeah. I don't think there's any denying it, though.
Yeah.
This was directed by S. Craig Zahler. Zahler. He did Bone Tomahawk,
Yeah.
which was no surprise to me after I finished this movie.
Yeah.
And Dragged Across Concrete,
Yeah.
which a lot of the people from this movie were in Dragged Across Concrete. The cast is Vince Vaughn playing Bradley, not Brad.
Yeah, they had Bradley.
Bradley. No short form of that name. Jennifer Carpenter played Lauren. Don Johnson, who I haven't seen in
Yeah.
forever, played
He
Warden
was in
Tugs.
what was that movie that came out last year I recommended to you? Hold on. Rebel Ridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's in that. He plays
All
the
right.
bad guy in that.
Okay. I'm going to get raked over the coals for this, but what was the show that he played in back in the day?
I only know him from Django Unchained, but I'm going to guess Miami Vice.
It was Miami Vice. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I, yeah. Oh, shit. He was in Knives Out, too. But yeah, it was Miami Vice. And lastly, I have Dion Muchiacito, who played Eleazar.
Okay. I was not, didn't think you were going there, but
I didn't know who to go with for the fourth one.
really?
Well, I have
That's
two honorable
surprising.
mentions.
Okay.
So I have Udo Kier
Yeah.
playing the Placid Man, and
Yeah.
he's just like one of those every men.
Yeah.
See him in everything. And Mark Blucas playing Gil.
Okay. Yeah.
Who's the other one?
No, I was gonna say Udo Kier. I'm surprised you didn't say him
Oh,
before
okay.
Dion.
Yeah, I guess he's a more well-known actor, but they're kind of played a bigger role.
Yeah.
But anyways, did you have any honorable mentions?
Not really. The guy that plays Roman in this movie, Gino Seegers,
Yeah.
he's actually a pretty big voice actor.
I could see that.
He played Hikaru in Horizon Forbidden West. I don't know if did you play that game yet?
I haven't played Forbidden West,
Oh,
no.
okay. He played one of the main guys in that.
He's got a voice for voice acting, that's for sure.
He does. His voice is
So
insane.
deep.
But yeah, that's it.
All right. All right, let's kick off this movie discussion.
Let's do it. So yeah, it's first watch for both of us. And I've heard of this movie before, but the only thing I've really heard from it is Vince Vaughn is fucking nuts in this movie, and this is like a one of a kind role for him, and I could definitely see that with his look, right?
Yeah, I'm so on board seeing him in more movies like this.
Yeah.
This was like Bob Odenkirk for us, right? Like with
Yeah,
nobody.
yeah, yeah.
Just something that something you don't expect to see them in.
Yeah. And he looks so good in this movie. Like he is skinnier and just bigger.
Yeah, he's not ripped. He's like
No.
fat jacked, but
Yeah.
yeah, he does look good. Like he lost that paunch that he has usually,
Yeah.
and yeah.
Yeah. And like his bald head just like makes him like look even more like menacing and like, but in this movie, he is such a cool fucking guy. Like, I love his character in this. Like, he looks like a really bad guy, like an asshole, like, you know, a skinhead kind of, but he's like the nicest guy, right? Like, he's funny too.
Until you fuck with them.
Oh yeah, until you fuck with them, yeah. But yeah, the tattoo on the back of his head is like insane. Just this cross on the back of his head, and it just adds to his look, right? So he is a tow truck driver. He ends up getting laid off by this company. He gets home and he sees his girlfriend Lauren in the car, and he's kind of like sitting there for a bit, and then he gets out and knocks on the door, and she's like kind of surprised, like, "Oh, why are you home early?" And he's like, "Oh, I got fired." And then he like pulls her hair away and sees like the hickeys on her neck, and she's like, "Well, he knows that he's been cheating on her," so he's looking through her phone, and then he tells her to get in the house, and this is kind of the first look that we get of him as just fucking, if you piss him off, like, just get out of the way. And so he just starts fucking destroying the car with his bare hands. And I read in the trivia that like this was a like real car and real parts that they left for him. They just kind of situated stuff in a way that he could tear it apart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he beats the fuck out of the driver's side window, and it takes like a good five or six punches for him to finally get through it. And
Yeah.
then he reaches in, grabs the fucking rear view mirror, pulls
Yeah.
it off, hocks it, punches off the side mirror, grabs a hold of the hood,
Yeah.
and rips the hood right off this car.
Yeah.
And hucks it across the fucking lawn and then punches through the one headlight.
Yeah.
I was just like, this guy is fucking going
And then
crazy
he sticks his
sometimes.
hands in and rips it
Rips out the headlight.
out. Oh man. But man, it's better than taking that out on her, right?
That's a very good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, she goes back inside and they're kind of talking, and she's like, he's like, "How long, or what's going on?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm seeing someone." And he says, "How long?" She says, "3 months." And he says, "Is it serious?" She says, "No." And they kind of go back and forth and talk to each other and say, like, "You know, I haven't been the same since, you know, what happened." And you kind of learn that she had a miscarriage. So they haven't really communicated and talked. So, you know, that's why she had it. But they talk nicely and come to the decision that they want to fix this, right?
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah.
She kind of laid it all out on the table, like why she was kind of doing this, and he was accepting of that, and
Yeah. And so he is gonna start delivering packages again for a guy named Gil, and she kind of isn't okay with it, but he says, "I need to do this to get us money, and I'm gonna get us out of this shithole." So she's like, "Okay, yeah, fine." So it cuts 18 months later. He's a drug runner for a guy named Gil. He's dropping off drugs to some guy. Like, I love the setup of this place. Like, just ring the doorbell. What was the guy saying? Like, what's the weather like, or something like that?
Chance of snow.
Yeah. Just goes in, like, there's like a window with like a hole there, a guy on the other side, and just hands him the drugs and hands him the money, and then, you know.
Nice clean
Easy.
transaction.
Yeah.
Kind of look like a bank just in a crack den.
Yeah, exactly. They now have a very nice house together, and she is, I think she's, he says 93 days away, something like that.
Yeah, because he does a countdown throughout the whole movie,
Yeah, so
right?
she's like 6 months pregnant about that, maybe. And so they're just kind of chilling, and then he gets a call from Gil, and he has another job lined up for someone. So he ends up going to Gil's, and I love the the like dark comedy in this movie. Like he's down in the pool. He gets to the door and some like hot lady answers, and he's like, "Is Gil around?" She's like, "Yeah, he's by the pool." And he's like swim in the water pool or like billiards pool. And then she says like, "I don't know what billiards is, but he's just shooting playing pool down there." Then he gets down there and Gil asks him if he wants like a drink or something. And he's like, "No, like I'm sober or whatever." And he's like, "Do you have the mineral water?" And the Gil's like makes a joke like, "Oh, that faggoty mineral water or something." So this is where we meet Elazar. He is kind of a Mexican drug dealer, kingpin kind of guy. And I think they're going to collect, was it drugs they got or guns from the water?
It was a package of crystal meth. That's what it
Oh,
was.
okay,
A fucking trunk
yeah,
of
it's a
crystal
lot.
meth. Like,
It's a
this
lot.
thing was like Renaissance style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has two boys with him, Pedro and Roman. They're gonna be escorting Bradley to get this stuff. And right off the bat, Bradley's like, "Okay, Pedro can come with me, but the other guy, he's not coming because he's a user." And right off the bat, like Roman's like kind of offended by that, and so is Elazar, and Elzar or Pe Roman says, "Oh, I'm 2 years sober," or something like that. And then like Gil talks to him and they kind of make a deal like, "Okay, I'll give you 3 months off if you do this thing when your baby is born." So they are going to do the pickup. And Bradley is like a no bullshit kind of guy. Like they're walking on the dock and then they hear like a ruffling noise, and Roman like takes out his gun and like looking at the boat, and then Bradley is just like, "Give me your gun." Takes the gun, throws in the water. He's like, "I don't need you to shoot a fucking tarp."
Yeah. I like before they get there too, Bradley's like, he basically tells them like, I'm in charge. If I tell you to dump the shit, dump the shit. And we'll come back for it later. And then that ends up needing to happen, and they
Yeah.
don't fucking listen to him.
Fucking idiots, man.
Yeah.
So they get in the boat and they go and get the trunk and the drugs and stuff like that. Then they come back and there's cops there. So obviously someone probably heard something was going down, so the cops came. Bradley throws his bag in the water, but these other two guys just fucking run up, pull up these machine guns and start shooting all the cops, getting the shoot off with the cops. And they like fucking throw grenades at the cops, and Bradley jumps in the water, ends up like climbing out, and then as soon as he gets out, he just fucking shoots Pedro, and
Because he was
he
about to
goes,
leave.
"Who, Bradley?"
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, for fuck's sakes. Because, like, he didn't want, like, a bunch of cops being killed on his conscience, right?
So he shoots Pedro, and Pedro's still alive. And fucking one of the cops like shoots him, and then he, whatever he says, like fucking little punk or something like that, just shoots him right in the fucking head, like
Yeah.
clear as day. And then Roman's still shooting at them. He ends up, no, he doesn't kill any cops, but then Bradley comes out, but he just walks up to him, shoots a couple times. I thought Roman was dead, honestly, but he turns back up later in the movie. And the cops come up to Bradley and they arrest him. And they take him back. He meets Detective Watkins and basically says, "You know, you're looking at like 4 to 5 years for this, but you did save the cops. Like you killed the two guys and you saved cops. No cops were killed. So if you give me your names, then I could probably let you walk free, basically." And he says, "Nope, can't get you any names." So he's like, "Okay."
Yeah, because Gil's like one of his good friends. Like, it's not like Gil's just a guy that he works for. Like, they're actually friends.
So he's kind of set with, "Okay, I'll be out in 4 to 5 years, you know, that's it." Lauren comes and visits him, and She's like very understanding as well. Like she's obviously heartbroken that he's gonna be in jail for 4 or 5 years. But like Bradley is so like calm and just no nonsense. He's just like straight face, like, I don't want you to come to my hearing. And she's like, why? And he's like, because I don't need to see you, like your reaction whenever I'm getting told I'm gonna be in jail for 4 or 5 years. And it probably turned out that she didn't come, like it was a good thing because he ends up getting 7 years in prison. And he
Which is
says, don't.
kind of shitty. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, but the judge could have taken into account the fact that like he just saved like six cops.
Yeah, exactly. And he actually didn't get charged for killing Pedro either, right? He just got
No,
the drug charges.
because he didn't kill Pedro, the cop killed him.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. And he tells Lauren, don't come visit me and don't bring our daughter because I don't want her to know what I am and what I did. Like when I get out, I'll tell her whenever she's old enough to know what exactly I did. So he is going to a prison called the Fridge, which is kind of like a lower security prison. And the guards in this prison were so weird. They're so funny. Like he gets to the reception or whatever, and it's like a big lineup, and the guy at the front, the guard is like, okay, go back to the line. The guy's like, but I was here, I just had to go pee first. He's like, no, you're holding everyone up, get back to the line. Like, okay, go back to the line. Then Bradley gets up there and puts the stuff in the window, and guy's like, how much is that jewelry? Do you have a receipt on you? And Bradley's like, I don't got a fucking receipt. Like, that's a random question to ask. And he's like, oh, you can't bring jewelry in here. That's over $75. So Bradley is kind of like pissed a bit, puts it in the drawer and like slam it hard, but closes it. Guy's like, back to
Yeah,
the
take your stuff and go back into
line. Yeah. Gets back out there, puts it in like slowly. Yeah, Bradley, whatever it is. Yeah, I remember you. And then puts it in, he's like, that's better. And then gets into like the place where he has to take his clothes off and they do an inspection, and like even these guards are like weird, and like takes his drawers down, and then they're like looking at his dick. I'm like, I'll give that an A minus. And it's like, what the
You
fuck?
gotta think about like how many dicks these guys see on a regular basis, though.
It's true.
Might
It's
as well
true.
make a joke out of it.
So he meets another inmate named Lefty, who was kind of like an older inmate. He was doing this orientation, teaching about this jail, you know, all the protocols and stuff like that. He's going to be in a private cell on his own. And Lefty has been in this jail for 28 years, which is a damn long time.
And he said that he was at another prison before, and they called him Righty at that one.
Yeah. So he gets to his cell block and he meets his kind of guard who looks after, I don't know, these 10 prisoners or whatever. And he asks Bradley, hey, were you a boxer? And Bradley's like, nope. He's like, oh, he kind of looked like he might have been. Yeah, might have been way back in the day as a kid. And he's like, would you hit someone too hard or something, or someone hit you too some hard or something like that? He's like, nope, not paid enough. And just going back and forth with him. And he's like, well, I run the boxing training here, and like, I'd love you for joining. Bradley's just like, nope, not interested. And he's telling Bradley, like, once the bell rings, get up to the door and we gotta check everybody, stuff like that. And you know, tell him if you miss it, then you're gonna piss off all your other cellmates. And of course, his first night, he misses the lineup, and they're kind of like ragging on him. And a couple of cellmates are like trying to kind of talk to him and be nice, but Bradley's just like staying solo pretty much.
Yeah, he's very like stoic and keeps to himself.
And then it cuts to Lauren. She's at home and the alarm goes off in the house and she's obviously scared, ends up locking the door, pulls out a gun, starts shooting the windows, and then all of a sudden the fucking Trank comes in and hits her in the face. You're like, oh fuck, and then she's shooting some more and then gets hit again in the neck and she ends up passing out. So she's been kidnapped. And next morning, He's Bradley's meeting with his caseworker, and she said has asked him about the pregnancy, if any complications with it, and he's like, no, like what's going on? And she's like, oh, you're Dr. Pellman or whatever is your wife's obstetrician and wants to meet with you this morning because something happened with the baby. He's like, oh, was like everything okay? And she's like, I don't know, he didn't say. So he gets to meet the doctor, and obviously right away he's like, well, that's not a doctor. And he's like, who are you? And he's like, well, I'm just the Placid Man or whatever. He doesn't say that, but he's kind of like the messenger guy for Eleazar. And Bradley cost Eleazar $3.2 million for the botched
Pickup.
drug pickup or whatever. And they have his wife. And I don't even want to repeat what they were going to do
Dude.
because that's some of the most disturbing and fucked up shit I think I've ever heard in my life.
And we've watched some fucking new French extremities.
Like, I'm just like picturing, like trying not to picture it. Long story short, they have an abortionist from China that is going to do some fucked up shit to the baby if he doesn't do what they say.
Yeah, not just abort the baby, but
No.
like do some stuff while it's still in the womb and has the means of keeping it alive until it's born. It's fucked.
Very fucked. Like my stomach is hurting just talking about it right now. So he's like, okay, what do I need to do? And Eleazar wants someone dead. Someone named Christopher Bridge, who is held at the Red Leaf maximum security prison in cell block 99, name of the movie. So he needs to kill this Christopher Bridge in order for them to let his wife go unharmed. So this is where I messaged you, and like I was like, I feel like Bradley is like speed running the video game right now just to get through, because like from this point forward, like the movie just like kicks into high gear, and like it's so good. I'm not mad that like it happened so quickly, but like because right up until it gets to like the new prison, there's like maybe an hour and 10 minutes left or something like that.
Yeah, and like
But
not much has really happened.
no. So like, okay, what is he gonna do to get to this maximum security prison? And as soon as the guard brings him upstairs, like I was like, not this guy. Like, and then in the hallway, the guard even apologized to him, like, hey man, I'm sorry for being a dick to you back there. I really wanted you to join my boxing gym because I think like you'd be a good addition. And you're like, oh fuck. So Bradley gets up there, and as soon as they get into this hallway where all the cells are, Bradley just starts beating the fuck out of this guy. And the guy's put up a pretty good fight, but Bradley just is too powerful.
It beats the shit of this guy and like violently.
Violently, yeah. Has him on the ground at one point, just like brings his arm back, fucking snaps it in two. And then finally the other guards show up with the guns, obviously. And Bradley's just standing there, and they're like yelling to the other guard, like, why didn't you? Or no, he says, like, about time you fucking came. And they're like, you didn't press the emergency button. He's like, I fucking had it, or something like that. Yeah. So they handcuff Bradley up, and then there's like three of them. So they say, like, oh, do you want to get in any last minute punches or whatever on Bradley? And the guy can't. He is fucking, like Bradley says, make sure he uses his right arm or something like that. And then they're taking him downstairs, and then out of nowhere, Bradley just fucking grabs one guy and like push him against the wall and is beating up them. And then me laugh so hard. He has one of the cops facing the stairs, and one guy comes up the stairs with his pistol, just fucking winds up and smashes his own friend right in the back of the head and knocks him out. Oh man, that's so funny.
It was a good scene.
So he's on his way to Red Leaf. Is that what it is? Yeah. Gets there, and this is where we meet Warden Tugs.
Warren Tugs, yeah.
He's out there with a few guys, fucking shotguns and automatic rifles. And as soon as you get to this place, it's a different kind of beast of a prison. Basically telling Bradley, like, here you have minimum freedom and none of that fucking pussy shit over at the other place.
And he's even like chirping the guards from the fridge, like that are standing
Yeah.
right in front of him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like basically calling them pussy.
So yeah, he basically tells them, oh, our inspection room is being renovated, so we have to do the inspection outside, so has to get checked out outside, and they're inside, and then like the one clerk desk is like, okay, he's gonna be in whatever cell block 33, room blah blah, and then the one guard is like, oh, I think he meant cell block 56 or something like that, and the guy's like, yeah, sure, okay. They're like, okay, what's going on here? They're choosing where to put him, right? And as they're walking there, the guard is like, oh, I just let you know the toilet doesn't work in this cell, but people like to use it anyway. Like,
Yeah, so disgusting.
and as soon as Bradley gets in here, you're gonna see him just like he can barely fucking breathe because it's just toilet's full of shit, and like he takes his shirt off, wraps it around his head, and he's not having a good time. And basically they say, you're gonna be in here for 2 weeks and we'll get you a new cell. If you act up, you'll be in here for years. It's like,
And you see the bed too that he was laying on? Like, it's a typical prison bed, but the middle bar in the frame was missing. So he was laying in it, and it was just like a perfect V how he was laying. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I would have taken that mattress off and slept on the floor,
exactly.
but just terrible.
And then they bring him his food, and he's like, I can't fucking eat in here. There's fucking shit everywhere. And like, okay, cellmate, blah blah, what was refusing to eat? So he gets outside into yard, and he gets 60 minutes of yard time. Very small yard, doesn't really many people out here. And then one guy named Derek comes up to him and kind of talks to him a bit, and he's asking him, do you know Christopher Bridge? And he's like, no, I never heard of him. And he's like, any of those guys know? He's like, nah, stay away from them. And he's like, where's cell block 99? So they wouldn't be here. They're in a completely other secluded area. And he's like, okay, I'm gonna go talk to these guys.
Well, before that, he's like, what type of people are in cell block 99? The guy's like, like child rapists, woman beaters, psychopaths. And he says that, what you said. And the guy's like, who are you, man? He's like, a psychopath. I was like, oh, it's so perfect.
So he goes up to these guys and he's just like, I'm gonna use that machine here right now. And like they're Mexican and they're talking about, oh, there's loco. And he's like, yeah, I am loco.
He goes, I didn't know that the American flag was red, white, and
Oh man, I
burrito.
laughed so hard at that. That was a good one. And immediately he just fucks this guy up, a couple guys that out of nowhere, these fucking guys grab the barbells or from the fucking weight machine, and they're trying to beat him up, and fucking he just beats the fuck out of them and like grabs one fucking guy, bear hugs him, and just fucking breaks his back. Like that was fucking nuts.
And he did the same move that he did with the prison guards at the fridge too. Like, the one guy was coming at him to hit him with the fucking barbell, and he spins the guy, like spins him and the guy around, and he gets cranked in the back of the head, and he's just like on the floor, like just convulsing. I was like, oh man, that's so brutal. And like the sounds that the guy was making after he dropped, I was like, oh fuck.
And then so the guards come up and like they say, like, anyone fucking move, we're fucking shooting you. But they get down there, and then Bradley's like, I don't know if I'm gonna get to 99 by doing that, so I better beat up some more fucking guards. Ends up breaking another guy's arm. and just beats the fuck out of them. Yeah. So Tugs is like, okay, you're going to cell block 99, and handcuffs him, puts him in shackles, and takes him to this like area, all these fucking these like stairs, like medieval steps going down. And he's like, oh, watch your step, just fucking pushes him down the stairs. Gets down there, and like there's all these with like torture devices and shit.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
And Tugs is like, oh, don't tell something about this place, and has a belt that he's gonna be wearing for 1 month, and it's like electric belt that they can like push a button and it shocks him.
His kidneys.
Yes,
Oh,
yes.
fuck.
So they get him to his cell and they shoot put him in there, and they're like, oh, watch out for the broken glass, fucking just push him in there, and then put the belt on, just drops to his knees and just into the fucking glass. Fucking brutal. And then the back with Lauren, she's still tied up, and then the abortionist shows up and he has me taking some preliminary examination.
The actor who played the abortionist looked familiar too. Keep going.
Yeah, so he does end up meeting a kind of cellmate across the way who he's talking to. And then Tug shows up again and he says, oh, a few inmates want to go talk to you. So he's like, okay. So he goes to this kind of room, and there is Eleazar. Oh, and before that, the cellmate across the room hall from him, he's asking him like, hey, you know Chris Bridge? And he's like, no, I never heard of Chris Bridge. He's like, Christopher Bridge. And then one of the guards yells, there's no fucking Christopher Bridge here, never will be, or something like that. So clearly this was all kind of a setup. Chris Bridge doesn't actually exist. So he gets to this room, and there is Eleazar. Roman is still alive, and there's a couple other Mexican guys.
The one guy was one of the guys that was working out outside that he beat the
Yeah, it
piss out
was.
of, the
Yeah.
big neck tattoo.
So basically say that you cost me this much. I have your wife, and it's payback time. So they're going to be pretty much beating the fuck out of them over a period of time. And so they shock him a bunch and then, beat him down. And he passes out. He ends up getting back to his room, and the guy across the hall, he has been in cell block 99 for 8 years. Fucking long ass time. He ends up ripping his soles and his shoes out and sticking them into where his kidneys are, so when he gets shocked, doesn't hurt him, which is fucking genius.
It is, yeah. So at first I was like, what's he doing? I was like, oh yeah,
Yeah.
that's a fucking shock belt. Like
Yeah.
he's
Yeah.
blocking it.
So the guards are coming back to take him back to Eleazar, and one of them is one of the guards who he broke his arm. And the other guard is one that I think is like nice, kind of like doesn't really want to fuck with Bradley at all, like kind of feels bad for him a bit.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he ends up. Oh yeah, he ends up faking getting shocked by the belt, and then ends up grabbing the guard with a broken arm and basically beating the fuck out of him, and then like is holding him hostage and tells the other security guard to give me the keys, and the guard won't. He's trying to leave, and he basically says like, if when you come back, this guy won't be alive anymore. So Bradley fucking throws him into the cell. And the guy has the gun still. He fucking pokes the gun through the hole in the door. Bradley just kicks it, breaks the gun, and then shoves him back in there. And then the guy is trying to get the keys. And then the guy sticks his head through the door. And Bradley hits the door, fucking smashes his head in the door, kills him.
Jeremy's like, you just killed him. He's like, I know what I did.
And yeah, Bradley is like, looks down, he's like, you dumb motherfucker, why'd you do that? So he gets the keys from Jeremy, ends up throwing him in the cell as well. Takes off all his stuff, takes off his belt, and then yeah, he goes, oh, it cuts to the room where like Eleazar and the guys are, and like one of the guys is like this fucking super fast puncher guy, and he's like standing by this like pile of tires. And he just like looks over, walks over the door. All of a sudden, he sees the baton fly through the air, smash him in the head. And then it comes Bradley and ends up fucking fighting him and beating him the fuck up.
He's like Bradley's so quick with his deflections and shit. Like, 'cause this guy's punching like fucking Bruce Lee style, man.
Oh yeah, he's
Like
quick.
he's so fast, and he's just fucking boop, 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 blocking them all.
And at this point, this is what I text you, and I was like, oh, this is definitely a Ben pick.
Oh yeah.
Because the sound and violence in this movie is insane. Like, this was fucking nasty.
Yeah.
So the guy's like passed out basically, and Bradley like stomps his head, but doesn't crush his skull. Like, he's not dead yet. And he tells Eleazar, like, call off the abortionist or I'm gonna kill your friend. And he basically says no. So Brad, stomps on his head and drags his skull with his foot, and you can hear his teeth and stuff grinding on the concrete. Stomps his head and flips him over, and you just see his like fucking skull and his face. Oh, it was so
Skin's
gross,
just
man.
tore right off of it. It's just
Oh,
straight
it was
bone and
nasty.
yeah.
So the other guy that was up in the pen or whatever tries to fight Bradley as well. Bradley just pushes him against the wall, fucking gouges his eyes out, and then turns it around and fucking elbows him in the spine like three times, kills him. And what does he do to Roman?
Him and
Oh,
Roman
he
are th
crushes his head with his foot, right?
yeah, him and Roman are throwing each other around quite a bit, and then he throws Roman into a table, and then Rome was it Roman's jaw that like
Yes.
fell off?
Yes.
Fucking like his lower jaw just like snaps off.
Yeah, when he steps on his fucking face.
Yeah. And so it's just him and Eleazar left.
So basically, Eleazar says, is on the phone with the Plaza Man, and is like, if you don't hear from me in f 10 minutes, then go through with what we had planned with the baby. And he's like, if you don't hear from me in an hour, then dismember the wife and throw her in something.
They're in a meat grinder or something like
Yeah,
that.
something like that. So Elzar likes like, huh, like can't do anything to me now,
Yeah, I
like, you know.
showed you.
And basically Bradley is like, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Pretty much beats him up, and then Elzar says there's nothing you can do to change it. And Bradley's like, okay. Lift up his leg, smashed, breaks his leg in half
Backwards.
backwards.
Ugh.
And he's like, make the call. And he's like, no. And then Bradley's like, okay, well, then I'm gonna release the other prisoners in here who are rapists and child molesters, and they're gonna have their way with you.
That's so good.
And that changed Elazar's mind. He made the call. So Placid Man and the abortionist are driving Lauren back to Gill's. No, Elazar says, like, okay, let her go. Call's been made. Bradley's like, no, you're going to bring her to Gill's, and I'm going to know that she's okay. So they're bringing her to Gill's, drop her out of Gill's, and they're backing up slowly. And like, Placid Man has like a gun pointed. And the abortionist is like sitting in the back seat behind him. So they're backing up, backing up. And all of a sudden, Gil runs to the side, uncovers the fucking sniper rifle or whatever, lines up, shoots the Placid Man, and then shoots the abortionist.
No, he doesn't shoot the abortionist.
Oh, he doesn't get, I know he doesn't die there, but he gets hit, doesn't he?
Oh, maybe. Yeah,
Yeah,
because
go
then
on.
that motherfucker crawls out of the back of the car and Lauren's like, give me the gun. And then she fucking lines him up as he like stumbles out of the car and blasts him like three or four times. It's like, yes, that was
Yeah, even
so
Gil
good.
is like, Bradley picked a good one. So then Bradley drags Eleazar back to the cell, and he has Jeremy's there, who's not dead. The other guard is dead, obviously, and then he just sticked Eleazar's head in the toilet in the ground. Fucking disgusting. So he's in there and he's talking to well, he's gonna be talking to his wife in a minute, but Tugs and all the guards are there and they're like, okay, come on out. And he's like, if you come in here, I'm gonna kill Jeremy. He's like, I'm just getting a phone call in a minute, just give me a few minutes. And it's like, okay. And they has his cigar and he gets the call, and then Lauren passes him to his koala, who they call his daughter. And he's talking to his daughter and, you know, basically saying his goodbyes and stuff like that.
Yeah, he knows what's gonna happen. It was so sad though, man. Like he's fucking crying his eyes out, saying his last little bit to them.
So then he finishes the conversation, goes in the cell, and
Tubbs is like, "You coming out now?" He's like, "No, I still have that minute that you promised me."
Exactly. So he walks over to Eleazar and starts stomp on his head in the toilet. And then Tugs is like, okay, we're coming in. He's like, I still got 30 seconds or whatever. And he's telling Tugs, or talking to himself, kind of is like, yeah, I heard that when you sever the head from a human body, the head is still alive for like a few seconds or something like that. And just stomp and stomp and stomp, and then his head falls off into the toilet. And then Tugs comes on up and he turns around with his head hands up, and Tugs is, I don't know, says something. Ends up shooting him in the chest. And then I gotta say, the last shot of this was so bad.
So bad. This
Like,
is like Mad
it
Max.
really did take me, like, it lost a full point because of that.
Really?
It was so bad. Like, the rest of the movie, the effects were so good, and like I've watched a ton of, you know, real makeup effects, and like a lot of the people they have, it looks like the actor's face, but like this, I don't think they tried, honestly.
No, it's just clearly a fucking dummy's face, like a
It was
mannequin.
bad, so that kind of disappointed me, but
Maybe they ran out of budget on all the other effects.
maybe, but
See if there's anything in the tr
there wasn't much trivia from.
prosthetics used in fight scenes to show injuries are made to look like 1970s style grindhouse effect. There's not much. I don't know. I thought it was funny.
It was funny. It caught me off guard, but yeah. But yeah. Anything else you want to say?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, that's the way the blood splatters.
Nice. I was hoping you'd get a call back. All right. How did you rate this movie?
I gave it a 4.5 on Letterboxd.
Okay.
I really like this movie a lot. Very disturbing, yes, but I just thought the acting was amazing in it from everyone. I thought Vince Vaughn was fucking unreal. I thought the special effects were pretty good, except for the last shot, obviously. I liked the story. I really didn't know where it was going. The violence was really well choreographed. I liked the way it was shot and filmed, kind of like a like darker tones, like looked like there was like a film over like the shots. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed this movie. So yeah. What about you?
I gave it a 4 out of 5. I was originally only going to give it a 3.5, like up until about halfway through the movie, because I was just like, it's like there's nothing even happening. Like, where the fuck is even Cell Block 99? We haven't even seen that yet. But yeah, I agree with everything you said. Like, the acting was really good and everything. Like, it still would have been a good movie. But then, like, when the shit starts hitting the fan, I was all in on this movie. I was like, this is so good. And it's a role that we've never seen Vince Vaughn do before. It was really cool to see him kind of come out of his comedic comfort zone to do something like this. And in my review, I related it to Kevin James in Becky. Because this is someone who's done really only comedy roles. And to see them just be fucking psychotic badass, it was cool to see. But yeah, special effects were great. Everything was really good. 4 out of 5 for me.
Nice.
All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus Brawl in Cell Block 99 rides a committed Vince Vaughn performance into the brutally violent and undeniably entertaining depths of the prison set grindhouse genre fare. So based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
I'll say like 84.
You're close. It was a 90, 90%. That's on 99 reviews and an average score of 7.6 out of 10. And that's with the all critics. So if you click the little tab on Rotten Tomatoes and do only top critics, it scores 100%, which pretty damn good.
Is, yeah.
You can't really get much better than that.
No.
The audience score was a 73% on 5,000 ratings and an average score of 3.6 out of 5, or a 7.2 out of 10.
Nice.
Pretty well received on Letterboxd or on Rotten Tomatoes. How does it look on Letterboxd?
Letterboxd has a 3.7 out of 5. We already said our scores. Our buddy Alan gave it a 4 out of 5. Anthony gave it a 4 out of 5. Screaming Cinema, 3.5 out of 5. That's it.
I think anywhere from a 3.5 to a 4.5 is pretty
Yeah.
fair. All right, it's time for our
Cunning Stunts.
What or how did you rate the stunts in this?
I'll give the stunts a 6 out of 10. The choreography was well done. I thought the fight scenes were filmed well. I thought Vince Vaughn did a great job. Like I read in the trivia, he even trained as a boxer for 3 months before filming, and it showed. So, yeah. Favorite stunts. I'll just go with the first scene, fight scene with the guard. Because I didn't really know like what the kind of vibe would be for this movie, like if there actually be fights or it'd just be like Vince fucking destroying everyone, which is pretty much what he does. But I just thought like in the small hallway, I thought like the fight was actually extended pretty well. Like the guard kind of held up a bit and was holding his own a bit, but then stunt I would like to try ish escaping from Cell Block 99, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't survive, but
Well, he didn't either.
no, that's true. Yeah. So I
Right.
go with that.
It's called stunt you want to try, not stunt you want to accomplish. So
That's true. That's
we'll
true.
roll with it. All right. My stunt rating, I also gave it a 6.
Okay.
Not a huge stunt driven movie, but fight scenes were fucking brutal, and Vince Vaughn was an absolute monster in this one. Everything looks super believable. Like the fight scenes, they all looked, well, like you said, they're well choreographed. Some of the kills were so gruesome they could have easily been in a horror movie. Doesn't really go with the stunt rating, but just kind of wanted to throw that out there. Like they were fucking brutal. My favorite stunt, I said the last fight sequence with Eleazar and his goons in that room. I just thought it was, I don't know, it was really good. And stunt I would want to try. I originally said I honestly don't know if I want to try any of these. Like, I'd probably puke if I dragged a guy's face across the floor with my foot. But then I, like, as we're talking about this, I would want to be Lauren in that last scene where she shoots the fuck out of that guy.
I was gonna go with that one too.
Yeah, because fuck him. Sadistic little piece of shit. I probably would have done worse to him than what she did. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna roll with that.
Good answer.
All right, thank you. All right, I've already hinted towards my next pick.
Did you?
I did.
Did I not catch it?
Well, you heard what I said.
Okay.
But we're gonna do Becky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All
Because the
right.
whole time I was watching this, I was like, God damn, man, Becky's such a good movie. And it's
Yeah.
like, it's so similar in the idea of Kevin James and Vince
Yeah.
Vaughn stepping out of their comfort zones.
Yeah.
And it's a high action movie. So yeah.
Okay, cool.
So in 2 weeks, we'll be talking about Becky.
Nice.
In the meantime, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Fury Road. Check out our backlog of movies that we've talked about. We have some bangers out there. And if you're like Ben and want to suggest a movie, just shoot us a DM.
Yeah.
We will likely do it.
Probably, yeah.
Because we're always open to new ideas, and maybe there's some movies out there that we haven't thought of. And yeah, like this one. This is a really good pick. I'm happy that you took Ben's recommendation. I'm happy that he recommended it. And I hope that we have redeemed ourselves from Red Dawn because he does love that movie. And we didn't. So here we are. Good pick. All
Cool.
right.
All right. Talk to a couple weeks, guys.
Bye.